سي لندن صوماليا. أنا قوريها يا حمسة محمد أحمد عبد النور موسى رير محمد العرب. أوه إيه صاحب كيغا شمبر أوه مانت وحاب لابينا أبتي بودكاست ميالا لندن بايت شوقنا يوحا أسعر ميلا دهو لابي جيف جروف وانا اللحظي السبح نمو 6 أكلوك إن شاء الله إلا سو صعدة وحاك صعدة حد غازة
هذا سوق الرواشي عبد البر
Yes, my right. Can I order some tea, please?
English tea, bro.
And what styles of tea do you have?
We do English tea, Somali tea, bro.
Yeah, give me English tea, please.
So sorry about that. We don't have right now English tea. Finish it. So, we have only Somali tea now.
Could you have PG tips?
No, I'm sorry.
Tetleys?
No, sorry.
Yorkshire tea bags?
No, sorry.
It's only Somali tea?
Only Somali tea. We have it right now.
And they wanna know why everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning. White gal, hello.
What are you, Hamza Kedda? Finally here. Welcome to our first episode of the Abti podcast. I'm your host Hamza with my co-host Birdie.
Hey Hamza, my brother, I'm excited to be here. Alhamdulillah, bro. You know, let's get this podcast rolling. It's been a while. We've been discussing this for a minute now, and I'm glad and excited that we are here, bro. Let's go.
Absolutely. Today's episode, we're gonna call it getting to know the Abtis, wallah.
Yeah, getting to know the Abtis and navigating through our Somali Nimo.
Fair deal.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Because at the end of the day, what are we first? We're Somalis first.
Somalis first, bro. We're
here for our Somali people.
We are here for our people.
But at the same time, I'm here for other cultures.
As well, yeah.
And to give a little reflection about us.
Of course. Let's bridge the gap. Bridging the gap. We should be, yeah, that's what we're here to do. We're here to bridge the Somali gap with the rest of the people's gap. Because I feel like we're a very misunderstood people, nation, should I say. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, there you go. So the things that we talk about today is going to be heavily centered around our culture and maybe give you guys an insight to understand Somalis a tad bit better. Do you know what I mean?
Fair deal.
There you go. Skra.
Pow.
Episode one, for those that are watching, like, comment, share, subscribe. People don't understand how important that is, by the way. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Help us. Every like counts, every comment counts, every subscriber counts. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, H? But, yo, my broski, how you feeling, man?
Wallahi, I'm not gonna lie, me, it's my first time doing this sort of thing. New to it. I'm saying, bro, yeah. Everyone's telling me, yo, my bro, this is too easy. Yeah, me, I can come on the show, explain myself.
Facts.
Have my opinions.
Of course.
Have my views.
Yeah.
Give my local stories.
Of course.
I think we got this, man, inshallah. But specifically, this ain't no, like, I don't know, man. What sort of podcast are we trying to create?
Now, do you know what it is? I feel like I wouldn't say, like, I don't want to niche into a Somali box. That's not one thing I want to do. But I will say our story hasn't really been told that much. Do you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there representing Malis and that, big them up and that, they know who they are. But I feel like there's a bit more to us. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like we can add our own little unique flavour.
So what would you classify us? What sort of Somalis are we?
What sort of Somalis are we? Do you know what we are, bro? I think we're like that's actually a mad question, you know, because Somalis come in different shapes, sizes, forms, as we know, innit? You got the tap Somalis, you got the calm Somalis, the religious Somalis.
Yeah.
I feel like me and you are like in the middle of everything. I think we can, like, we're sick enough to hang around with the religious brothers, and we're tapped enough to hang around with the tap brothers as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, where we fit perfectly, I think. Do you know what I'm saying? But I kind of want this, I don't know about you, but I kind of want this to kind of like bridge the gap as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't really understand us, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear it, man. For me, I think it's more towards, we've got friends from different cultures.
Facts.
I was born in London, so that's another culture itself.
Come on.
And then also we have our own Somali culture within cultures.
Yeah, subculture, yeah.
Big, yeah, facts. So for instance, like for me, my family's from Somalia and Somaliland. So yeah. I'm the best of both worlds.
Yo, you're like a proper mudblood, bro. You're like different, bro. You're like me, I'm a full lander, bro. I can't even lie.
To be fair with you, that's the reason why, for me, I go more towards the Somali.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. I hate my D block, guys. All day long. Wallahi, there's nothing else I can say towards that. And the only reason that is,
yeah,
I got mad love for Somaliland.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, people in England, I don't know, say in English, it's Hurriyad. How would you say that in English?
Oh, that's a big word, you know. Support, what'd you say? Was it?
More like...
So, I don't know. People in the comments like my novel. I think it means support anyway.
I don't think it's support. I think it's more like patriotism.
Being a patriot.
Yeah, that's the
patriarchal
word. Yep. Yeah. And to me, I think that's where it kills it, because at the end of the day, all right, cool, you're Somali, lad.
Yeah.
I'm Somali. Mm. Are they gonna? It doesn't matter. We're all the same.
I don't know. Do you know
with it's... Somaliland specifically? It's like no, we are separate.
Yeah.
But and I say that because I have family and relatives that will tell me, no. Are you talking about Somalia or Somaliland? And to me, that's like, what do you mean? It's the same place.
But they say we are the same people. But the people out there don't argue that we're not. Do you know what I'm saying? No, we are the same people, but there is a clear distinction, isn't it?
Distinction of what? It's like now you got Scottish.
Yeah.
You got Irish.
Yeah.
What, did they say they're not from the United Kingdom?
Yeah, I hear it, bro. Bro, listen, me, I've got family from the north and from the south. Okay. I'm a little bit like you as well, yeah. But I understand also the sentiment of them man are coming from the man from the north, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? I kinda understand that, bro. Mm. There was a fuckery that went on, bro.
Yeah.
In 1988, do you know what I'm saying? People died, and obviously the north are looking at the south like, yo, like don't downplay this, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And obviously, don't get me wrong,
what does that have to do with now?
Nothing, bro.
Right now, I am Somali.
Yeah.
You are Somali.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with me telling you, nah, Abti, I'm not Somali, I'm Somaliland?
I hear you, bro. But then, okay, this is another argument. By the way, I don't agree with this, but we've got to find... No. Listen, I don't agree with this, but I'm just trying to find a balanced discussion here. Bro, someone from Saudi Arabia, someone from Kuwait, bro, they're identically the same, bro. Like, in culture, in religion, mm-hmm. in everything, in the language. But you try to call a Kuwaiti a Saudi or call a Saudi a Kuwaiti, bro. They will say, nah, bro, we're identical. Like, we are different people. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's two different countries, Kuwait and Saudi. Can't be an example of Somaliland.
It kind of can be, though, because it's the same. Do they speak the same language?
Yep.
Do Somalis and Somalilanders speak the same language?
Yep.
Do they have the same culture?
Yep.
Do they have the same religion?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So there's identical, there's parallels above.
But they don't come from the same habar, or they don't come from the same dad.
But yeah, but then that's it. But me and you don't, though. There's tribes.
If you go back to all them tribes, they go back to who? Afrowala.
I don't know, you know. You might be right on this one. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It goes down to four brothers.
Yeah.
And then four brothers, they had the kids, and then that's all the different tribes.
I don't know about that one. I don't know. What is that? That factual, though?
Has to be, my bro. Right,
if it's that simple, don't go over it. If it's that simple... And it is that, then I agree with you, bro. I agree with you. But by the way, I'm not a pro like this. I hate, because I know it's going to be, Bugs is a pro lander. Mm-hmm. He's a pro lander. I'm not a pro lander. I'm just pro, like, put it this way. Whatever people want to be, they want to be. So if the South are the South and the North are the North and the North are saying we don't really rock with the South, yo, bro, let the North go, bro. Like, let them live. Let them go. Just bye-bye, bro. Like, I'm not really going to beg people and say, yo, you know, like, you're not going to be with a woman that doesn't want to be with you, innit? Facts, you're gonna tell her bounce, innit? So same way, that's what it is in this situation. Why? Yo,
because you want to be with her?
No, because no, she doesn't want to be with you, bro.
What about if you want to be with her?
But it don't matter, bro.
How many guys do you know that are now with women that they don't want to be with, but they're just with them with that woman?
But do you see how much of a mental illness that is in itself, bro? Like,
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I know that shit. Bang on, that shit exists, but I don't think that is something that we can look at and be like, yo, it's normalized. If somebody doesn't want to be with you, let them go, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Either way, I'm on the side of peace, innit? So ideally, if you want to know my overall opinion, is we're all one people, bro. I believe in a united, democratic Somalia, bro. All of us under one banner, under one religion, under one nation. That's what I genuinely believe in, innit? But obviously, we're English at the same time, bro. So it's hard to kind of like mix and blend in between those two cultures. You see what I'm saying, bro? Like me, I don't know about you, bro. I find myself a bit more I relate more to the English side than I do the Mali side, bro. I don't know.
In what sense?
In what sense? As in, like, I'm not really... I don't speak the language that well.
Okay,
that's one. All right. And secondly, bro, I feel like I can operate here way easier than I can operate back home. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you... Obviously, you speak way better Somali than I do. So, obviously, you...
You think so?
Way better, bro. Way better. Like, your Somali is way better than mine, bro. Like, me, I have survival Somali, bro. If I run out of them four words, bro... I'm speaking English to you, bro.
No way.
I swear to God, bro.
So what, like, within your family?
Household.
Your
we speak, household, nothing. My mom speaks Somali, which I understand perfectly, but we all speak English.
What do you mean you all speak English?
We all speak English.
I speak English to my sisters as well.
Yeah, I know, but to my mum, I speak in English, she replies back in Somali, bro. She replies back in Somali. I speak English to my mum, she replies back in Somali, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a madness.
I know, but then that's just the way it goes, isn't it? This is what happens. This is what you call, you know, we're assimilating, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was going to happen. Do you know what I'm saying? I've got a kid now, bro. What do you think my kid's going to speak? Do you know what I'm saying? I think the Somali language is dead anyway in general, bro, if you ask me, do you know what I'm saying? I don't know about you, bro. I think the Somali language is like the most useless language in the world, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? It offers no purpose to this world whatsoever, fam. Let's be honest.
Well, like it does.
How?
Bro, come on, man. You know, there's a lot of Somali words that are similar to Arab.
Bro, that has nothing to do with the tea in China, bro. Listen to what I'm saying to you. You've got guys getting on dinghies, yeah, from Somalia, getting all the way to Europe, bro.
Yeah.
Can't speak a lick of English, and then they get to Europe, bro, and then they can't work, bro. But imagine if the language of Somalia was the first language was English. They get to that, bro. What would they be, bro? They'd be functioning people within society. I don't know. I just think it's a dead language, bro. It's a shit language. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't think it's a shit language. Like, I quite love Somali language. And I think the best part for me was, wallahi, yeah. I remember when I was in school, it's all Somali brothers.
Yeah.
You get me? I've got someone that's not a Somali brother, and I want to say something.
Yeah. No, that's elite.
To me, that's the perfect. Or even for instance, like how many times you're rolling with a man, and you want to talk about a girl or something, or this girl,
and you're going to
talk about this girl, and you're like, oh, man.
No, thanks. No, I hear it, bro. You're right. I don't know. It has its pros, but I think it has way more cons than it has its pros, really, in anything in life. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we go, man. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, bro. Where do you want to go with this anyway?
Perfect. Do you know what I was going to do?
Go on, let's segue.
I was literally just checking out, tell me a fun fact on the internet about Somaliland. And it come up with, Somaliland is a self-declared independent region in northern Somalia. Has its own government, currency, and military. Despite not being internationally recognized, as a separate country, it declared independency from Somalia in 1991. Bro, that's nearly the same age as me.
Yeah.
And since then, it has been, was it? Relatively stable and democratic, holding regularly elections.
Yeah.
The capital city, Hargeisa, is known for its blessed markets and vibrant culture.
That's a fact.
The unique. Wow. See, this is what I'm saying. All right, cool.
Is this on Wikipedia, by the way?
No, this is on ChatGPT. You know, I just literally just typed it.
Go on.
And then it said, this unique political situation makes Somaliland an interesting topic of discussion when it comes to governance and self-determination in Africa.
Yeah, so that's a lot, bro.
You think so?
Yeah, that's a lot, bro.
Well, the capital is Hargeisa, we all know that.
Yeah, the capital is Hargeisa, yeah.
But it's funny you say it's known for its blasting markets and vibrant culture. Isn't that the same with Mogadishu? Isn't that the same with Garowa? Isn't that the same with Bosaso?
Okay.
Isn't that the same with Galkayo?
Yeah, it is. Okay, you've been to both places, isn't it?
Bro, 100%, I drive through it.
Okay, so you've been to both places.
The only thing that changes is the number plate and the currency.
Yeah.
And to be fair with you, both currencies are rubbish.
Yeah, they're terrible. I think it's like $1 is like 7,000 shillings or even way worse.
You know what? It went down up to a lot. It went down to like maybe 6,000 shillings in Somali, Somali land, they call it. They call it 6,000 land.
Yeah.
And shillings is that key.
Yeah.
So on the Darod side, I know it's 100 shillings.
Yeah.
It's, boy, it's pennies, my man.
But now, regardless, I love our people, bro. I don't know. I feel like we're very unique anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying, as people, I don't know. I think people that always have like non-Somali people that have Somali friends know that they've got Somali friends because how we are. I think that we're probably like the most kindest in nature, and we're probably the most giving people. But at the same time, we're also the most. We can also be the most savagery people in the world as well. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a bit of a mad thing if you ask me, bro. Do you know what I mean? This is a separate thing though for you. When did you reckon it was cool to become Mali though? Do you know what I mean? Because at one point it weren't even cool, bro. Did you live through that era?
You know, it's funny you said that one. I actually did.
Yeah.
And maybe it's quite funny from like your era. You live in Sheffield.
Yeah, Sheffield. Yeah.
So what, Sheffield? What would you say? Majority of the cities of Somali.
Yeah. We're deep in the city, bro. There's a lot. We're concentrating.
With me, I look at it like I'm maybe the first born people in London that were actually Somali and born in London. I remember, well, like, it was very, there weren't a lot of people. We all knew each other.
Yeah.
110%.
Yeah.
And that was the first time in my life where Somali and Somaliland didn't matter to me.
Duxie
100%,
yeah.
It mattered that Duxie.
Yeah.
It mattered that Duxie was like, oh, who's your mum and who's your dad?
Facts.
It never come to me like, yo, you're from this place, you're from that place. And I feel like, I personally, I'm not saying it's necessarily, this is my opinion, I think the Somali that came from Europe changed the
landscape.
They changed the system.
That was like the early 2000s or when them man came in it.
They even come like late 2006 and 2008 maybe.
What do you reckon? Or like, I wanted to break this down here. Yeah, how did they ruin?
Because bro, I give you this now. Yeah, when before and I think I can vouch for a lot of my own Somali friends.
Yeah.
When we was in school, we had in secondary school, it was building Somaliland and Somalia.
Right.
It was building because there were some years like, no, I'm from Somaliland.
Yeah.
Look at this guy with like, look at how you get me like this. What are you talking about? You're from Somaliland. What's Somaliland?
Yeah.
And I said, bro, I'm Somali. I'm just like you. We're both Somali.
Yeah.
He said, nah, you're not Somali. I'm
saying,
right. But this guy, he came, I'll never forget this guy's name. I think his name is Ali or Khalid, but this guy was the most
funny. It's got to be one of those names,
bro, you know what? The youth come to school at 8:30. He's asking me, bro, I need to open up an internet shop. How do I get out from school?
Well, he's got to open an internet shop.
Bro, he said, I need to go open a shop. I got work.
Oh, so he's got a shop. He's running a shop while he's going to
school. He's running his uncle's shop. I don't know. If you're from London back in the days, internet shop.
Yeah, internet.
Us Somalis, we had it on smash.
Oh, we did.
When I say we had, bro, my dad had about four of them.
What internet shops,
Bro, wallah, I used to go there anyway. What do you want, 50 bit?
Yeah.
I'll go somewhere else, being printing 10 people. Life was mad. And what would make me laugh would people would actually just come in there like for like hours. Some people have memberships.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Memberships in these places.
Because people were communicating with people back home. Do you know what's crazy? Do you know what I remember?
Even telephone. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, telephones. Yeah, telephones, bro.
Phone booths.
Yeah,
remember the talk home card.
Yeah, we used to have call cards. I remember before call cards, bro. I don't know if people remember this. Write it down in the comments if you do. Yeah, we used to have to send cassette tapes, bro. Like I remember, my dad was back home. We'd have to send a cassette tape.
And record it.
And record ourselves. My mum would be like, I can't speak to your dad and that. And I'd be like, Dad, I love you, blah, blah, you know, whatever.
Wait.
Swear down. That tape would get to my dad, whoever's flying back home, would they'll give that tape to the person who's flying back home. They'll find my dad, give him the tape. My dad would play it, and then he'll send his own mixtape back.
You say wallah.
Wallah. This is, I'm talking like the early 90s, bro. This is how we used to communicate, bro. This is well before, like.
Nah, that's a bit too extreme.
Yeah, mad, though.
So what? Do you think by the time that record went to him, by the time he come back.
Yeah.
What's that, a whole year?
A whole two, 3 months, man.
Bruh.
Yeah, and imagine that, fam. That's what I'm saying. So
one thing I won't forget, though. My mum used to always make anyone that goes from Somali, like Malab and Odka.
Yeah, but describe that to the people that are non-Somalis. Malab is obviously
Malab is honey.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you, look, right now, Yemeni honey is doing
bits. Oh, the Yemeni honey is TT.
Remember when we were in Saudi?
Yeah.
The guy who had it there, and he was telling me, brother, you'll never find some honey like
that. Nah, the Yemeni honey is clutch, broski. I can't even lie. That's got like, that's up there with like Siligent right now. I'll be honest with you, and all them other things, you know what I'm saying? It's up there with them.
And then we got Odka. Odka, Odka for me, this is how it goes. First of all, any Habashis, or Eritrean or Ethiopians that come from for us us Somalis and our Angelo. Yeah, for some reason now is you lot's Angelo, but I was Angelo.
Yeah.
We eat with do you know what? Let me ask you this question, because I was asking one Somali guy in my garage. Today you come to the garage.
Yeah, I went to the garage, What an experience, by the way. I'm not gonna lie, bro. It's a museum, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But anyways, going back to him, what do you have with your Angelo?
I call it lahah, but
call it lahah.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the little things.
Sort of nuances.
That sort of trigger mechanisms to be like, yeah. What?
It's lahah, bro.
It's not lahah. Okay.
It is.
What do you call a comb?
A comb.
A comb.
Kafed.
La ilah. What the hell do you guys? By the way, the guy just said it.
What the fuck do you call it?
Garfer.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
big punch.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
That's what they call a comb. Yeah, in Somaliland.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it punch.
You know, Taino, we're violent people, isn't it? You can tell you Northerners are violent.
Bro, it's called shallot.
That sounds Italian, bro. These man, do you know what it is with the Southerners? You guys are Italians.
How you man were actually colonized by Italians before us?
No, not Italians.
Yeah.
No, let's not get into that, bro. Let's go. No way. We were a protectorate of the British Empire, bro. Google it. While it Googles it, let me just talk my shit right now for a little bit. So what do I have on my lahoh, people? I have sugar, and butter on it, and some tea, some like black tea.
Cool. So with the butter now.
Yeah.
What, just clean butter, like just like fluoride, whatever.
No, man. This is butter. This is Lurpak, bro. Lurpak butter.
What, do you let it melt?
Yeah, melted, bro. Where? It's in a pot.
Okay,
yeah.
You let it dilute.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. There you go, and then bam, and then just some tea, and then that's it, bro.
Remix.
Some shah.
Well, on the Angelo.
Yeah, bro.
Ah, cool. What sort of tea? With milk or no milk?
No milk, of course, bro. Come on,
cool. And then some curd.
Yes, sugar. Yeah. Come fair on. Though. What the hell would you put in on it, bro?
Fair though. Me personally.
Yeah.
My mom is bad.
Yeah.
She puts olive oil. Yeah. She slaps olive oil on it, and then a bit of sonkor.
Okay, brush. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm not gonna lie to you, I like it with hot qahwa.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. Hot
qahwa. Yeah.
What, on top of it though?
On top of it, bro.
Yeah, that's wild.
And the thing just.
That's wild.
And then the meat in the middle, like this meat that I'm talking about, brothers.
Are you talking about the dried meat and that?
Yeah, odd cat, bro. I'm
that's not as that
cool,
bro.
This is. It's chewing up your mouth.
The camel meat, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dry camel meat.
Oof, the best. Nah, have you ever had camel milk?
I've had camel milk back when I went back 2014. I had camel milk. That shit made me. Wow, it messed up my stomach, bro. Never again. Never again. It wasn't nice, bro. It was disgusting. For the people that go there and like say it tastes nice, it doesn't, bro. It's horrible. Camel milk, camel meat. Leave the camel alone, all right? Listen, there's nothing that you should be utilizing from a camel, bro. I'm telling you that for free. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know, personally, that's my opinion anyway, innit? What about your big camel meat connoisseur? You know how crazy that sounds, bro?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, I love meat. I love meat and chicken.
Hey, yo, but I hear it, yeah.
Even how bad it is in Somalia, I don't actually like the way they cook meat.
What do you mean?
Bro, yeah, have you been to like, I don't know how to say it in English, you know, it's kind of mad. We've really got to start using translation on these things.
Yeah, you got to.
Well, I feel like my brain's working. No. But yeah, I think what would you call that?
A village.
Little villages. Yeah, little villages before you go to the big towns. Yeah. Now, yeah. Like, obviously, when you're going through, let's say, I don't know, from Galkaya to Bosaso, which is like Tottenham to like Birmingham, things.
Yeah.
That. Your
I love the fact that you always use Tottenham as a reference, but go on, bro.
Why?
I love that, bro. For you, Tottenham is everything, isn't it?
100%.
Go on. Okay, go from every time Tottenham is a reference, but go on. You're going from Tottenham to
Because you know what it is? Yeah. And Tottenham's easy access to the M1.
Okay, yeah, bang on. All right.
That will take you home.
Tottenham is everything. Go on. So you're going from Tottenham to Galkaya.
Yeah. Let's say if I said Tottenham to Galkaya, cool. You're going from Tottenham to Brom, for instance, and I don't know, we stop at MK.
Right.
We're looking for a munch.
All right.
Yeah. Usually in the UK, what do you have? KFC. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Here, we have makhaida.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Yeah?
And with which are Somali calves. But go on.
And, and then with that makhaida now, you are say, yo, let me get a little rice or let me get a little pasta.
Yeah.
Meat. Now you ask for meat and rice. Oh, my God. They don't cook their meat.
What do you mean they don't cook their
meat? Bro, they put it in water, slap it in there, and it's in there for time.
Oh, they're boiling it then.
They're boiling it.
Yeah.
So by the time it comes out, it's not got no flavouring, it's not really got no ma'an.
That's village cooking though, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's
village
cooking. That,
yeah, village cooking.
One thing Somalia for me is food. Yeah. That's why like recently, for me now Somalia, I done a little cargo shop recently and I took an air fryer.
Yeah.
Best thing I did for my life.
You know, I'm gonna say a controversial statement, bro. You might get pissed off and so might the people, yeah. I think Somali food is it's not ranked that high, bro, when it comes to the world foods.
But I love that.
I don't think it is. No.
I love it. No, I love that.
No, I don't.
Now when I've got so many friends, even...
No, I don't think it's rated at all, bro. I don't think it's nice, bro.
You don't think it's nice?
I don't think it's nice. That's what I'm saying to you, bro. That's why it's a bit of a controversial statement. So think about this here.
You're saying Somali food.
Other than rice and meat, which is Beris and Hilib or Basto, what else do we have?
Bro, are you dumb? We've got bear.
Okay, which is liver.
Amazing for the morning. We got sugar. Chicken sugar.
That's not ours. That's steak. That's Yemenis.
We make it ourselves, though. If you look at the Somali steak, Somali chicken steak, it's different.
Okay, starting 11, culture versus culture, we get smoked by every single culture, bro.
Impossible.
Even by British culture.
Impossible.
What?
All right, cool. Let me ask this question. This was a big one, yeah. I think after this might be the last episode you do again. Your beans.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your beans?
Right, the way we was raised on this, firstly, whatever you do, you get some onions. Chop some onions in a pan, sauteed the onions.
Yep.
put, throw whatever seasoning you're throwing in there, paprika, I don't know, whatever it is. Throw the beans in there.
Yeah.
And then obviously let the beans cook with the flavours and everything else. Put some tomatoes in there as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, clean beans.
Cool. So then that culture now is not English culture.
No, but that's, yeah, okay. I hear what you're saying.
That's the same as what they call ful.
Ful, which is Arabic culture. So we're just basically cutting another culture.
We've made our own mix to that.
Do you reckon?
Do you know what? Yeah, how bad it is.
Yeah.
Big up Zakaria. I'm telling you. Big up Zach. Hey, he put tuna and the beans together.
Tuna beans is top tier.
Is that Somali?
That's not Somali.
That's Somali.
No. That's refugee struggle food, bro.
Nah, that's Somali.
No, it is. You have to think about it. These times around, a lot of us Somalis that came into this country back in the early 90s, bro, we didn't have much, bro. We ended up in temporary housing, limited funds. So your mum probably made the best you could do out of random dishes. Come on, bro. There's a struggle meal, bro. That's what we're accustomed to.
Alright, cool. So if you call that struggle meal,
you're not having it back home, bro. When you go back home,
If you're saying that's a struggle meal,
yeah, it's a struggle meal, bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This was one of my best meals, you know.
Yeah.
Fish fingers.
Yeah.
And inside the bread.
Oh, fish fingers elite, bro. I'll get that to my son right now.
Bird's eye
fish fingers, yeah. Did you ever have like mayonnaise sandwiches?
Nah, oof.
Ketchup sandwiches?
Nah, but by itself.
By itself, yes. Bread, ketchup.
Nah, I've had butter.
Butter and sugar?
Nah, not sugar.
You have butter and sugar?
You're taking it too far.
So, you know, I should have clocked it. When you said you was born here, you're not built like man, bro. You're not,
how?
I don't think that, bro, your struggles are different to us, bro.
No, my struggles are like maybe like the biscuits. The custard ones.
The custard creams.
I'll break it in half. I'll struggle to be
the custard creams.
To be fair with you, struggles was mad for, like, when I was a kid, I remember. I remember, like, at one point, like, we're all young. We all see our parents go through things, isn't it?
Yeah, facts, of course.
And I remember, I don't know if you remember, when you're young and your mum, she would get a red book, especially when you get a little kid.
Yeah.
She would get, like, your sisters or something. Yeah. She'd get a red book.
Yeah.
And with that red book, you get these tokens, these Anna tokens.
Yeah, milk tokens. I remember milk tokens very well, yeah.
And then what they started doing with the milk tokens is you can go to the off-license now and you can buy other things with the milk tokens.
Yeah.
So my mum used to finesse it. So she would get, like, 5 milk tokens somewhere and get another 5 milk. She's got 10 now.
Yeah.
So the local shop she would have done, she'd just go to Tesco's and then she would just whack them out.
Hustler.
And I used to think to myself, like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, the brain sense, like, yo, she's trying to keep money that she can keep.
Yeah.
Give the kids what they want to do. And for me, I just feel like that's what you call a hustle Somali parents.
Now, I think Somali women, genuinely, hand on heart, are like superheroes, bro. They should be like Marvel characters, bro. Hand on heart, bro. Our mothers, bro. They're different. Somebody once asked me this though. If you knew the struggle your mum went through, would you cause her as much headaches as you would have caused her if you knew what struggle your mum went through in life?
No chance.
Innit? Because I feel like that with a lot of us, we don't really recognize. It's not generalized to just Somali mums, by the way. This is just generalized to everybody with a mum. Like, if you knew the struggles your mum went through, would you have caused her the same headache you caused her in your childhood? And I think to myself, I wouldn't, you know. Because, bro, like, Somali women in general are the most toughest women in the world, bro. I see my mum, yeah. One day I got slapped by some Iraqi man, yeah, when I was younger. Slapped me. I went home, told my mum. My mum said, I slapped you, say no more. She got, you know, chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
She got chili powder, boom. She called one of her brethren. We're walking down the strip and that. She goes pointing the guy out, yeah. My mum's walked past him casually. Then she's tapped on his shoulder. He's turned around and she's just hitting with chili powder in his eyes, bro. The guy is screaming and she's beating the shit out of him. Me and the brethren are beating the shit out of this guy, bro. That's when I was like probably 8, 9. I'm looking at that thinking, yeah, bro, my mum gets busy, bro. But this was like fighting men and that, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? That's some real nigga shit, fam. Somali women, I said to you, bro, they are like superheroes, bro. The toughest women in the world, I probably argue, are Somali women. Fair, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That's, I think, to come from war as well. Like, as I said, our stories aren't the same as majority of people that came here from other countries. Like, we are products of war, bro. People are forgetting that. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Not those that were born here and that, but, you know, like, for me, I remember a lot of shit, fam, growing up.
It's lovely that you said that I was born here.
Yeah. I kind of hate the fact that you're born here, but go on. Let me ask, I kind of don't believe it, bro, but go on.
Why?
I just can't. I just struggle to find Somali that really are born here. There's not a lot of us. There's not a lot of you. That was it. Like, I don't know you and maybe one other guy that's probably born here.
Seriously,
majority.
That was so true, yeah. There's not a lot, like, even with my sisters and that. We've never really seen a lot of people that were actually born here.
Yeah.
They've either, like, maybe they were born somewhere else, but they come here when they were very young. Facts. 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
But I'll be real with you. Yeah. Where I personally think I changed for me is, how would you explain Dagan Alice?
So, I think, we can't describe it in a word, you got to describe it in a sentence, yeah? So, Dagan Alice, for those that don't know what it is like when a child is deemed unruly by his parents, they want to send you back to the motherland so you can gain a bit more culture and understanding and a bit, you know, be a bit more, you know, grateful for the opportunities that you've got here, so they send you back. Hence, obviously, we've condensed it in a word called Dagan Alice, but I feel like that's what the best way to describe it is. What do you reckon?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think on that note,
yeah,
we're going to hit episode 2 with them.
We're going to hit episode 2 with that one. I think that one there is going to be crazy. Dagan Alice. Personally, I never had it, but obviously, I know you've got a wilder story on that. Bro, you know what I mean?
I think with that one there, we're going to have a lot of conversations with it. And what I'd ask as well, if anyone can, maybe ask me some questions and we'll answer in the next episode.
Yeah, we'll have all the social media side of all of this sorted. And everything else, as I said, we are brand new to this, so realistically, you know, give us time, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? We're gonna cook this up properly, I promise you. We're gonna stay consistent and we're just gonna keep you know, giving the people what they wanna hear, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, man.
It's gonna be a roller coaster, I promise you, man.
Bang it.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there you go, people, them. It's been Birdie Bugs, the Warden of the North, big brr.
Come on, man.
And my boy,
Hamza Kadat.
Hamza Adey, my boy.
Here.
All right,
I
then.
Love for that, man.
I love.
Upti said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties.